Ace Podcast.
This is Coming Clean Podcast. With Stan and Marty.
Paradise. This is the number one podcast that talks about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach, The Hills, and of course on Mondays we talk all about MTV's hot show, CS The Key. It's a Coming Clean podcast, and as always, live, buried in the snow from very, very cold St. Paul, Minnesota. My name is Marty, and with me as always...
He's a big boy.
The Pauly Paul to my BG.
I thought hurricane season was over.
Nope.
Well, nope, yes. Still going.
Blizzard. It's Sam.
Yes, it's Sam. I'm still here.
So it's the finale. We're reacting right now. We'll probably have to record one more episode when we collect our thoughts just to wrap up the entire season. But as always, it's Monday. We should react to this episode, so let's cut to the feeling. Should we start with your girl, Nicole?
Sure. I mean, there seems like there was a lot of hate coming around here for, I think, no good reason. I don't know why everybody kept saying bye to her.
Yeah, so it's Friendsgiving, and Garrett brings a date-ish?
I mean, a girl that it seems like he's at least taken out on an actual date.
Right.
He's cleaned her car. Maybe you've seen her one more time after that. Potentially, yeah. That we haven't seen
with him.
Yeah, I mean,
slept on
I don't
couch,
know. I feel like apparently. If you invite somebody to a thing, you should pay attention to somebody you invite instead of just going talking to your ex right after. But to each your own. He's the nice guy, right?
Because
nice
of
guys
all,
can't do anything wrong.
First of all, party foul, because it's a Friendsgiving and you bring a date, and it looks like
didn't
Chloe
any,
didn't know. Like that's an extra plate of food.
I mean, he could have just sent, yeah, that's true. Could have just sent a Snapchat through and just said, what's up?
Right. But, you know, Garrett takes Nicole and immediately, well, first he introduces her to everyone, Kelsey, with the strong side eye.
Yeah.
Cutting through the eyeshadow. She's looking great. But... You know, they're trying to resolve...
I mean, I don't think green is their best color, so...
Okay.
Just saying. We were big Kelsey supporters. I wasn't a big fan of this situation. Yeah, I'm Team Nicole now. Even though she was in two episodes. Team Nicole.
So... Let's talk about the preceding events that led you to Team Nicole. What did Kelsey do?
It just seemed like she was kind of cold. I mean, I thought her and Garrett were in friend zone, and she still has feelings. That's fine. But I think it was just... I don't think it's necessarily
Garrett
her
only
fault.
Want, like, friends with Benny's, and she wanted more?
Yeah, so she's already tried before to get with Garrett, and he's kind of pushed her off.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, because she got angry when he said he was a relationship guy to Nicole.
I don't think I'm necessarily not a Kelsey person, but if we had to pit each other against Kelsey and Nicole, I would pick Nicole's side. But I don't think the issue is between the two people. I think Garrett's the issue.
Yes.
And well, yes. Garrett was playing both sides. So I'm more of a... anti-Garrett being trying to be a nice guy situation.
Okay, that's what I was trying to push you to.
Yes. I'm not that dumb
because Kelsey played her cards and Nicole was sort of just an innocent bystander, And yeah. Garrett was trying to have his cake and eat it too, but it, his face-ish, I guess. Well, from Nicole's side. But yeah, I do get what you're saying. At least based on Twitter, there was a lot of Nicole hate. Not sure.
Even from the cast saying bye to her. Like, I don't know why they have such a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't. If there's something happening behind the scenes that we did not know, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll find out one day. But, I mean, we eventually get Kelsey and Garrett later on the episode. They seem to be. Agree that they both are like each other, but we get Kelsey moving away, getting her job at the studio, but has to move to LA. Garrett's going to stay with his meal plans, and they're just star-crossed lovers at this point. They can't get on the same page. So,
yeah. So,
I mean, how do you feel how it was left?
I at least they didn't leave the relationship hanging, and now it was more mutual.
Sort of. I guess so.
It's like if we see each other, we'll see each other, but. I mean, at least they're not, like, doing the long-distance thing when we know that's going to be super problematic for both of them because neither of them can, like, keep it in their pants. But also, what was I going to say? According to... We did see a lot of hate, but Twitter agrees with us up on the poll where 68% says that Nicole got played... versus 32% who said she played herself. And
okay.
I'm surprised that 32% of Twitter is wrong.
What do you think it would be a higher number?
It should be 100% she got played.
Oh, okay. I got you. It's the Russians. It's the Russians hacking.
Yes.
They're very concerned about our CS people.
Yes. Not a good look for Garrett. It was a lot of, that was the first, it was like the episode of breakups. So that was breakup number one.
Last thing on Garrett is that Garrett hides behind being a nice guy thing. And I don't necessarily think a nice guy would have played that situation.
Yes,
I think he was always trying to get back with Kelsey.
Right.
And a nice guy probably would have not went to that party and probably would have never been friends with those people again.
he would have either ditched Kelsey completely and like given up, or he would have kept Nicole at home, see what happens to Kelsey with Kelsey, and then decide from there. But hey, you know, you got like 15 abs, you do some shady stuff. I think it's the lack of sugar that is contributing to his lack of judgment.
Hey, it happens to everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so that was breakup number one. Let's talk about breakup number two, which was Bradison. They've already broken up, but this is like the final nail in the coffin.
Yep. The feeling has finally cut us.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm like, no.
You're over it.
I'm over BG, especially the... can't curse. Almost cursed. Especially the effing pity party that he's throwing himself on Twitter. Like, comparing yourself to Drake, please, get the out of here. Like, come on, give me a break.
Only so many people can be Drake, and you're not one of them.
Yeah, and the only person who can be Drake is Drake.
What pissed me off about the whole situation was he at the club, right? He sees Madison playing Ben like that, just being like, oh, I'm going to go home. Mm-hmm. Doesn't go home. And then he cuts the show, plays his song, and he's asking everybody to get lit, but then you play a slow jam? I mean,
maybe
you should have been
like... get your candle, lighters lit.
Fire. Yeah.
Let's make this like a fire police hazard. Concert.
But I'm just saying, like, you got to know your crowd. I don't think that's the time to just, you know, slow down the beat a little bit. But
also, my question is, you're letting Paulie Paul run your sound check? Like, really? This guy? You know, his history with sound checks. It's just...
Well, no, he's opening up for Paul and BG. I mean, how does that feel? You're the main guy that was making beats in CS Key, and then this guy comes in, and now you're not headlining anymore?
Yeah, he's just happy for stage time now.
kind of sad.
Yeah, he's definitely taking a back seat. But yeah, so BG, you know, drops his song, tries to make like a, I don't know, insert rom-com movie moment here. Thought he had it. Thought he had Madison. But
ran outside to see if she was still there, you know, maybe get a nice rekindled kiss, and she gone.
Mm-hmm. It's Paige. You got the wrong Hausberg, bro. but yeah.
You suck,
Brandon. I mean, well deserved. Like, he deserved everything that was coming at him.
Yeah, I think he knew coming into season 1B that it was going to be a beat down of him.
Yeah. But I mean, A for effort, I guess. But again, finding a hard time empathizing with him. I was so scared that Madison would have bought that BS.
Yeah.
Because they were really angling for that.
I mean, I think she said not right now, right? Yep. She said her heart can't take it right now.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean down the road she might be able to, you know, come back. But as of right now, I think they left on amicable terms.
Yes. It's amazing how, especially when you see the rest of the cast, how different Madison is to all of them.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you're a normal human being who makes normal human being decisions.
Nah, you can't have a TV show like that.
Yeah.
If we could just get a reality TV show where people just made normal decisions.
Yeah, just life.
Nobody would be going outside.
Hey, MTV, we know you're listening. Thank you for listening. Hey, we haven't said that catchphrase in a long time. But hey, well, we're pitching, we can call it The Game of Life, and it's a reality TV contest. It's like the challenge, but you know, you gotta just make regular people decisions. Like, if you make extreme decisions, yeah, you're out.
It's just all edited where you wake up and then it just is going to say like 10 hours later, and then just you walking out of work exhausted.
It's the game of compromise, but there's no like real deals being done. It's just two people like sort of just getting 5% of what they want and dealing with it. Oh, we're going off track, but yeah, so Madison, shouts to you for being some semblance of reason in this episode and on this show. But yeah, so that's over, and I'm happier about. Like, Garrett and Kelsey, I'm happy for Kelsey.
Yeah.
Because she gets away from Garrett.
Yeah, and it was only a span over like a couple month relationships.
Yes.
And it just feels like it was been a whole year. Like, it seems like it's just been drawn out over and over again.
Mm-hmm. But it was looking like we were going back to episode 1 with Juliet and Alex and Brandon and Kelsey, or Brandon and Madison and Kelsey and Garrett. But
I mean, what I don't get is like, you brought in all these new characters, and then
yeah, let's go to the third breakup, and then we'll talk about everyone else.
Okay.
All right, third breakup, Juliet and Alex. This is like the weirdest of all the things that's gonna cause your breakup.
I don't even know if they broke up. Yeah, it's so on a break. The kid's a moron.
I mean,
but like, you don't leave a club and don't tell a girl that you're dating that you like left just to go hang out with the boys. Right. One, two. I mean, I like to hang out with the boys too, but like, you might as well stay with your girlfriend.
Or, you know, just make her what I mean? Like, before,
unless he's hooking up with his bros. I don't know. I mean, that's to his prerogative.
Yeah,
but like,
not that there's anything wrong with that, but you are in a relationship.
Yeah. Just saying.
But it was just such a weird fight to have. Like, I feel like they've been through worse, and Juliet just really snapped on this one, and Alex just did not help either.
No, he's been looking for a way out the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole thing, that was just the easiest thing, you know, call, leave a message, don't answer her back and make her feel like she did something wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't respect that.
I was about ready to, again, maybe like, I don't know, they made it to like 85% of the episode when I was like, why are they setting them up as like the most reasonable couple in town?
Yeah.
And then they just blow it up completely.
But like, it seems like she almost wanted to get back. She like wanted to get back with him.
Yes, she clearly wants the relationship more than he does. Like, he just got what he wanted, and he's like, "Well, that's I'm bored now."
Yeah. Yeah. It's I don't know. I don't respect him at all as a character and just how he handles things.
Yeah.
I don't respect it.
Yeah. So we're back on the anti-Alex train. So things are back to normal. But now let's, I mean, there's not much else there. I know he put Hannah's name in his mouth. How dare you? When she's not there.
Because yeah, say it she, to her face.
Yeah. But apparently she was in the Bahamas as this was all happening, and this was a good segue to the other characters. So Hannah, nowhere to be seen. She was in the Bahamas. MTV, bad move. You got to schedule around her. Because she has the potential to be the real star of that show. Like, I want like a spinoff of her just like reacting to things. Hannah, if you're listening, thank you for listening. You should start a YouTube channel, Hannah Reacts, and you just like, I mean, the Fine Brothers made like a killing off that.
So. Yeah, you can't, I don't think you can use that legally.
they don't own reactions.
Yes, they do. I actually think they do.
So yeah, no Hannah. Carson, we had like a peep of him, but I mean,
yeah,
Kelsey buried him like 3 episodes ago, and he just never recovered.
No, he can't come back from that. I mean, we Tark had his, like, he seemed like he had his kind of final culmination of his character, at least for the season, yeah. Was like 5 episodes ago. Mm-hmm. And then he was only around like once or twice, so maybe he had to go back to Miami. He wasn't available for filming.
Yeah, it looked like he just got busy. He has a new relationship and everything, so he was.
Yeah, like, I mean, I wanted to see more out of him. Canvas, just the new character. Yeah, and Canvas and
sort of
Paige
disappointing
are
too.
Like, yeah, they didn't like. They should have leveraged them a lot more. And
yeah,
I think they got scared.
They should have just pushed Canvas towards Alex because he would have been more likely to mm-hmm. do something instead of what's his face? Garrett. No. F. What's his BG. Name? What? BG. Brandon. Thank you.
Brandon.
He's like so zapped out of my mind, like he doesn't even exist anymore because he just got like obliterated this half season.
Yeah.
That I'm forgetting.
Like he was on the up and ups, season 1A.
Yeah, we were so excited for him.
And then got just annihilated.
Huge,
almost like career ending.
Yeah. But hey, we'll never know. Final thoughts on this episode before we move on storyline wise.
I think there's a lot open for season 2. Mm-hmm. I think they really did leave it pretty ended open.
Open-ended,
and I'm pretty sure there is still more drama on the way. Whether they caught it on camera or not is
did it get the picked question. Up?
I don't think so.
Ooh, so we gotta wait for news. Air.
Yeah,
they're probably waiting for the ratings on this finale. But it looks like they're like dedicating a lot of resources to it. Like they flew Spencer out to Siesta to do live stuff with them. So I mean, we'll see. But for now. Let's crown an MVP just for the episode, not for the season just yet.
Yep.
Clap your hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
Say right up.
All right, we need an MVP from you and a reason.
I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with Madison.
I will agree. Okay.
Reason.
Yeah.
As we kind of said before, I think she was the only real one who kind of got away unscathed at this end of the season.
She's the oldest one.
Yeah, because like she's older than Alex, and I think right? Alex is older than her.
Yeah.
And then Juliet's still in college. Like Kelsey's young.
Yeah.
They're still young, so. Or I don't maybe Chloe, too, but.
Right.
Yeah, I think Madison was just the most mature. She knew when to like just stay away to be safe, and time to move on.
Yeah, and even with my adjusted criteria for MVP, she still brought a lot of drama, a lot of tension when she lied to Ben, but then also the big come around when Ben, who was a little too specific when he was mentioning that the commercial real estate firm that he was interviewing with offered him a job. It was like, she knows what it is. Just say, like, the job, I got a job offer. It's like, hey, remember MTV and the camera?
Here's my card.
Yeah. My name's Ben something. Ben Carson. No, that's the HUD secretary. Never mind. Yeah. Speaking of jabronis.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Will Brandon complete the clean sweep, Sam?
I'm actually going to give it to Alex on this one.
Ooh. That feels better. It's like, it's been a while.
Jabroni!
Yeah. I was actually getting a little concerned that he hasn't been in the Jabron zone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can give it to Brandon just because he did pour his heart out and he was very raw and real, trying to win back Madison. And he didn't hook up in it with anybody else this episode that we saw. So, and Alex, I don't know, he just looks like...
That sweater was
terrible.
So stupid.
The sweater, like, is
so
an immature... Yeah. You're when you're making fun of like Juliet's career
and for being
or like
young.
Whatever being young and like you're the most childish human being of all time,
right?
For what? Like, aren't you should be in law school. Like, you shouldn't be hanging out. Is it summer or is it Thanksgiving break? I don't know, but I feel like you should be like studying.
Yeah,
and doing
even
something.
Thanksgiving break's only like a couple days long.
Yeah, like you should get serious. Yeah. This I still don't think he's in law school, but I don't know. I can't prove that.
Well, he's living in Tampa now. Does he go to Tampa, U of T?
No, he goes to, like, I feel like he goes to, like, what's the school that's, like, uncredited? A school like that.
DeVry?
No, not DeVry.
GCU.
Grand not Oral Roberts. I don't know, one of them.
Oral Roberts is, like, a decent school.
Yeah, I forget the name.
You just wanted to say I don't Oral know. Without... triggering the censors.
The FCC coming after us.
But hey, don't worry, it's episode 69. Nice. Wait, is
Bad
it,
Boys
is it?
Of Siesta Key.
I don't even think it's episode 69. No, we're on 66. Three away. Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to flush. I really want to flush Brandon, but yeah, I can't in good conscience do that. So he gets a break this week, and I'm flushing Garrett down. You've talked me into it. I was going to flash Alex, but your explanation of, you know, Garrett trying to play the nice guy still and trying to hide behind that persona while his actions said otherwise was not great. And the best part is I guess he didn't get anything he wanted because Kelsey left and Nicole's gone. So that's my reasons for him. But yeah, that about wraps it up. Unless you have any other things to chime in. We'll be back sometime with a proper season one recap as we anticipate whether they get picked up for season two. We'll be back. We'll have games maybe. We'll have more analysis and MVPs of the season. Will Mama Deb and Kelsey keep their crowns? We will see. But yeah, tell them we've been live tweeting this whole time. We're going to go back to the hills. We'll get our Mondays back. But tell the good people we want to keep interacting with them. So let them know how.
Yeah, you guys can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Send us an email at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and tell all your friends about us.
And there you go. As always, thank you to Radical Something for our theme song, Callie Get Down. Always remember, What do they gotta do?
Always rep the red.
Worldwide peace.